Okay, the Gemara says, we learned in the Mishnah that Ratzel means Ratzel Lasis Plukta. And there's a chiyuv of Binyan Kaisel because it has a kriya Shmei Hezek. For Mayu Kimtel Mas Nisim, B'Shein Badin Chalukah. The same the Mishnah is talking, Ratzel, because if there was no Ratzel, there'd be no chiyuv Chalukah. Who cares if they agree to divide? They should be able to have charata. They agree to divide, and now they change their mind. Without a kinyan, a person could say, yesterday I wanted, today I don't want. I'm a Rabbi Asi, I'm a Rabbi Yechon, and Shekhanu Miyada. They were Machayah themselves with a kinyan. If you can't be out of my half, can you depart and be out of home? It's amazing that such a basic yisoid as Kenyan Devarim is mentioned once here in Shas. Derech Agav for Chalukas Karkois. But the Gemara says that it's a Dava Pashit that you can't do a Kenyan on words. Kenyan Devarim be out. You can't do a kinyan to be mechayiv yourself to do something later. A kinyan has to be, as we said yesterday, has to be chal either on an object, on a piece of karka, or even on a shibud, mamid. To be meshavid yourself with a kinyan. But a kinyan to do something, to do a chalukah later, that our Gemara is saying is a kinyan devar bi'alma. And a Kenyan Devara doesn't work.
Why is that different than a Kenyan on money?
The definition of a Kenyan is that there's a Hishtanus, something is changing. There's a Chayfitz which is changing. An object which was mine is becoming yours. If it's a Shibud Mammon, so then, something that I owned totally now is partially mishubet to you. There's a change to an object, to something. A kinyan can make a change to something, but a kinyan just even mechayev myself to do something. That's not a kinyan. The word kinyan has no shayches to that. The word kinyan is shayach to objects, not to people. And you can't be makna an obligation to do something. That's the aside of the Gemara, that you can't be marked in an obligation to do something later. Such a thing is not chal. So the Gemara had this kasha. Now Rashi says by Kinyan Devarim in chalipin kainin el davar hanikda aymecher aymatana aishibud. Rashi is talking here about Kinyan chalipin. Rav Nachum says that it's mashma from Rashi that when we say that it's chal, we're talking about, as we say kinyan dvar is not chal, we're talking dafka about kinyan chalipin. Rav Nachum makes this diak in Rashi. He makes the same diak from Tosfos, Divar HaMachlo kinyan dvarim. That Tosfos says, Muki lav shakana miyadai. So it's mashma from that it's talking dafka with a kinyan chalipin. However, it doesn't say anything like this in any of the Paiskim, that Kinyan Dvarim has anything to do with Kinyan Chalipin, Sakaret. It's clear that it has to do with all Kinyanim. It's probable that Rashi Nemdan Kinyan Chalipin just behaved the usual Kinyan, is a Kinyan Chalipin. The truth is Kinyan Chalipin is the most versatile Kinyan. It's the Kinyan that's kind of the most things. Chalipin works except for Matveya, but it works Sefer Karka, it works Sefer Natalpulim, Afishibudim. Chalipin is one of the most, one of the strongest Kinyan. But it's Lav Dafka, any Kinyan that's a Kinyan, a Mechayiv, the same halacha would hold true. That it doesn't apply to a Kinyan Devarim. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. So the Gemara says to Turutzin, the first teretz is Rav Ashi says, I'm sorry, the first teretz is B'shekanu miyadam beruchais. Now that is a little confusing. Gemara in the Teretz seems to say, oh, they made up who gets which half. That's not the point of the Teretz. The point isn't that they made up, I'll get this side, you get that side. That's my Kinyan Devarim. As Rashi says, it means that they actually were kinyaned. They actually made a kinyan that I get Mizrach side, you get Marav side, and it's done. Finished. And Rav Ashi says, Kikon Shalom Zebeter Shalai Vihizik, Zebeter Shalai Vihizik. The way Tosis learns, this means exactly the same Teretz, just with a Kinyan Chazaka. And according to this Pshat, it's Taka exactly the same Teretz. It's just one set of Teretz by Chalipin, one set of Teretz by Kinyan Chazaka. That it's not a Kinyan Devarim, they did a Kinyan with Chazaka. Tosis says there's a bigger Chiddush, you don't need like Chazek and Kni. But it's basically the same Teretz. There are numerous cases of Kinyan Devarim discussed in Halacha. A typical case of Kinyan Devarim, which is a Kinyan... Is this on or is this recording? Maybe it's my imagination, I don't know. Again, the Kinyan... there are many types of Kinyan Devarim. A typical Kinyan Devarim is I agree to do something. I do a Kinyan with you that I'll come visit you. I do a Kinyan, whatever it might be, to do something. That's a Kinyan Devarim. That's Zicha Nat Chal. There are a few types of Kinyanim. And the fact that a typical Kinyan Devarim is Nat Chal is Pashtus is a Dava Pashut. Kinyan to do something in the future. I don't think there's much to discuss. Not chal, and finished. The Kasha asks, that the Rivash asks, I mentioned yesterday, the Torah asks, on Yaakov and Esav, how Yaakov could agree to sell the Bechayra. The Bechayra is not present, it's future. So that's the understanding, is that he couldn't give him the Bechayra now. Bechayra didn't exist. It was something that in the future his descendants would have Bechayra. So it's a Kinyan Devarim, it's a promise in the future to be marked as something. So a promise to do something in the future, that's a Kinyan Devarim, and that it's hard to get out of it. What?
It wasn't worth Pishnayim of Yitzchak's estate?
The Pishnayim of Yitzchak's estate is Vaita right now. Yitzchak is alive. Right now there's nothing. Well, what's he giving him now? Kayach Yerusha is a kayach now? No, it's a kayach we have later. Okay, so that's one of the areas. There are a few areas in Halacha where this is discussed, and where this comes up. And we'll discuss, hopefully we'll have time, I'd like to mention to you three of them, which are discussions in the Paiskin. The first is something called Kinyan Etain. Etain means a Kinyan, I will give you something. I do a Kinyan, and I say that I'm going to give you something in the future. I'm not talking about a worker who works for it. That's Chapayelin. We're not talking about that. We're talking about someone who says that I'm grateful to you for something you did already, or just I like you, and I'll give you something. They say, yeah, I don't believe you'll give it to me. You'll change your mind. So do a Kinyan. So I do a Kinyan, I obligate myself to give you something tomorrow, and then tomorrow I would like to change my mind. Now Kinyan Ete is also, I'm saying I'm going to do something. On the other hand, it is Mammon. I'm saying I'm going to give you something of value. Is the Kinyan Ete a Chal or not? So if you look into the Mukhi Yosef, I'd like to see inside, because the Mukhi Yosef brings Kinyan Ete and Akasha on the idea. It's on page Beis in the Dafei Harif. As I mentioned to you when we started the perek, in general, in this perek, the Mukhi Yosef brings Shitas HaRishayim, the important Shitas HaRishayim. And here, in the end of the narrow lines, he brings Amru B'Shem HaKo'ainim, Duhu Adin, Ha'emer L'Chaveire Etein L'Cha Masayim Zos, B'Kanu Miyadai, the last narrow lines. the kinyan dvarim hu, a chiddush, that if I do a kinyan to give you a gift, I'm giving you a tovah, giving you 200 zuz. 200 zuz is mamashis. It's nachal, because kinyan dvarim hu. So how do you understand it? The kinyan dvarim, I'm talking about $200, 200 zuz. I'm not being machnet. This kinyan, there's no shinoi happening on an object. Kinyan devarim is when it's on the gavra, when it's on the person. So here, the kinyan is that I will give you. I will give you, that's right, the kinyan devarim, even though I'm talking about giving you money. Frekta rif, vada, I mean, I'm the perek basur davai dezar. Dehu gavra dom alay lechavre. Ki mizavnina la lahai ara. Now here, we discussed yesterday, if you and I agree that I'm going to sell you my house. That's not this case. This case, the seller did not decide to sell. The seller has not made a decision if he's going to sell his house. He's saying, Ki mizavnina, if I'm going to sell the house, Lahayara, Lididoch mizavnina loch b'meya. I'll sell it to you for 100 zuz. What happened? The Gemara says, Ozl Zabna Bikufchov. He went and sold it to someone else for 120 zuz. So the Shaila was, is this Kenyan binding? Now this, the Echraim call Kenyan Emkar. Just like there's a Kenyan Eteng, which the Ga'inim were talking about. This is a Kenyan Emkar, a Kenyan that I will sell. So the Mukhiyasev is asking, that Kenyan Emkar is the same as Kenyan Etain. Both, I'm saying I will do something, and the thing is money. I'm agreeing, if I sell this house for 100 zuz, I'll sell it to you. The Gemara says, if you sold it to someone else for 120, asikna karabacha b'yakish, in har pokut. The Gemara's maskana, and the name of this Amayra is, to omar hai zuzay onsay, kloimer v'kona basra. It's zuzay onsay, what's tai zuzay onsay? Any lashon, huh? Zuzay onsay v'kanei basra. How do you understand it? The person is kind of for 120, because zuzay onsay, the money forced him. Funny lashon. Money doesn't force anybody. The pashta lashon, we'll see soon if this is correct, but zuzay onsay, pashup shat, is he got carried away by money, and if someone offered him more, so he went to someone else. So he went to someone else. So Vaisdois, Mashme Izabda Bameya Kanakama. Vamai, Kinyan Dvarim Yalmu. Vaisdois, if you had told somebody, if I sell it, I'll sell it to you for 100. You made a Kinyan. And then you sold it to someone else for the 100. So that other person's sale is not Chal. Because you already made a Kinyan sell to the first person. So Kinyan Enkar is Chal. So Frek the Muki Yosef. It's only Kenyan Devarim. It's the same Kenyan Devarim as Kenyan Atei.
Then if we're saying that even if the Zuzi is supportable,
what's the time period? It shouldn't be go to the first guy because
he was the only one
that
made
$100.
But at the same point, it would go back. It doesn't make sense.
That's the Gemara seems to say that. The Gemara says that to the second person, because Zuzi on say to the second person, therefore. You're right. In Svara, we have to understand. I'll come back to it in a second. In Svara, what's the difference if the second person offered 100 or 120? It needs a Hesber. Well, let's finish what he says. So he's asking Akasha that 100 and 100 was saying it goes back to the first person. That's only a Kenyan Devarim, like the Ga'inim. Is the Ga'inim say it's a Kenyan Etein? Is the Kenyan Devarim, it's a Kenyan Emkar, is also a Kenyan Devarim. Amphit in the Muki Yosef, and he brings this B'Shem Derif. Tirtzu, Dahu B'da'amalei Me'achshav, V'konam Yadai, D'Lav Kenyan Devarim Hu, Elamaychir B'Tanayhu, Kachamida Harimzal. Now think for a minute. He's saying that Gemara in Avodah Zarah is talking, that he's telling him, if I sell it, I'll sell it to you for 100, may Akshav. He did a Kenyan. So what is the Rif saying? That really Kenyan Etain or Kenyan Empire, if I do a Kenyan, I say I'm going to give you something. Or I do a Kenyan, I say I'm going to sell you something. Really Be'etzem, that's not a Kenyan. That's Kenyan Devarim B'Alma. If I say Me'achshav, if I say that if I decide to sell it, I'm selling it to you for 100 from now, and I do a Kenyan, then it's Chal. So it comes out, if I want to do Etain with you, it should be the same thing. If you say you're going to give me something tomorrow, I do a Kenyan. If I make up that the Kenyan, that whatever you're giving me, Shibichal Me'achshav, so then of course it's Chal, because Me'achshav, that's like Ruchais, that's like an Agamara, it's Chal right now. So here, there's a Mokim Tiesk Akasha. If the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is talking Me'achshav, how could he sell it for 120 to somebody else? If it's talking that he did a Kenyan, that I'm selling it from now, so what's pshat in the Gemara when the Gemara says that, oh, but for 120, if he sold to someone else, who's the answer? That's okay. I mean, that's okay. He did a Kenyan Me'achshav, he already sold it to someone else. So the Beis Yosef says pshat.
He
didn't say that. He said, "Ki mizavnino la hayara." When I decide to sell it, he doesn't have enough for me. I sell to you for 100. So he decided to sell the land. The Beis Yosef says very geschmack. He says, "What did the person say? I don't know if I want to sell this land. If I decide to sell it, I'll sell it to you for 100 zuz." Later, he sold it to someone else for 120. So the Beis Yosef, you know what's taich zuzay onsay? This person really never decided to sell the land. He never wanted, he doesn't want to sell the land. The land is worth 100 zuz, and he does not want to sell it for 100. Zuzay onsay means someone came and offered him 20% more. That forced him, that made it worthwhile for him, that was ma'anis him, that convinced him that he should sell the land. It's not a contradiction to the Tanai that he made. He told the first person, look, this land is worth 100 zuz. When I sell it, I'm selling it to you. That he didn't backtrack. He didn't backtrack. He just never decided to sell it for its true value. For its true value, he wouldn't want to sell it. He asked me, my house, somebody offers me what it's worth. I'm not, I don't want to sell my house. Someone will come along and they'll offer me 20% more than it's worth. So then I may be willing. Then I may be willing that Zuzi Ansu. So Zok the Beis Yosef, it's a very geschmack of taich. If you learn the Gemara Pasha Pshat, Zuzi Ansu, it means he got carried away by money. He backed out on his words. He was an einus when he backed out on his words because somebody offered him money. That's an einus to go back on your words because someone offers you money. No, Beis Yosef says taich. Zuzi Ansu means that to sell, the Zuzim Ma'amadison to sell, but Etzem he doesn't want to sell. He's only selling because there was a new offer. So it's not a stira to his condition. His condition with the first person was, if I decide to sell it, I'll sell it to you. And that's if I decide to sell it for the regular price, then I'll sell it to you. Right, what comes out at the end of this Ruki Yosef, Gainin, to Chidushim, that Kenyan Etain is not Chal, Kenyan Etain is not Chal, and Kenyan Emkar, if I make a Kenyan to say that I'm going to sell something, it's also not Chal, unless I say Me'achshav. Unless I say Me'achshav, then it's Chal. And this is the Shita, the Iker Shita in Halacha, is that these are two Halachic Iker examples of Kenyan Etain, of Kenyan Dvarim, Etain and and Achalai.
Me'achshav could work on Kenyan Etain too.
It could, although if once you do Me'achshav, it's a real Kenyan. It's a little funny. And if it's a davar shelo ba'alam, then a kinyan doesn't work. So it has to be something that already exists. So if I say tomorrow I'm going to give you my my car, and now you say, okay, do a kinyan me'asha. So really, what I'm doing is no longer an etain. It's sort of an asha. You know what I mean? It's me'asha v'tchal. Unless I make a condition, I say if I give it away, I'll give it to you. So then it will be exactly the same. But me'asha works. As me'asha makes it that the king is chal on a chayfetz immediately, and when it's chal immediately, so zehu. There is a shita that disagrees. The Rashba brings from Miktas Gaidim that even though the Ikashita Sagaidim is like the Mugi Yosef brings, but the Rashba and the Tshuva brings that there were some Gaidim that held that Kinyan Etain is Chal. Kinyan Etain is Chal. So what is the guideline if you hold Kinyan Etain is Chal? Then they hold that Kinyan Emkar is also chal, like it says in the Pasha Peshat in the Gemara Masechta Savai Dezara. So what's the gather of Kinyan Devarim? The gather of Kinyan Devarim is when I'm going to do something. Anytime I'm going to give you something, you're going to have a mamonistic benefit, they hold that it's chal. Certainly need to hezber. I mean, if you hold Kinyan Etain is not chal, it's pretty clear. Sort of a gavra cheftza difference. Anything that's on the gavra, I have to go somewhere, I have to give you something, is not chal, that's king of the varim. Anything that's chal on a chayfitz, or matavka chayfitz, it could be karka, it could be mammon, it's chal on something, then it's not a king of the varim. If you hold king in ete is chal, it's chal as shibud. So the varim has to be that anything that's tied to the giving of money, to the handing over of money, it's chal. Anything that's a maisa, just a maisa, a kinyan to do something, is not chal. What's the difference between kinyan etain, which we're saying, like these guys in Israel, and a kinyan to divide a field? A kinyan to divide a field, the Gemara says, is kinyan divar. That no guy could argue with. If we should film and make a kinyan to divide something, so that we could be al mischal. And a kinyan to give you something, I'm sorry, a kinyan to divide a field is not chal, right? Kinyan divar. A kinyan to give you something is chal. What's the difference a kinyan to divide and a kinyan to give? I think about another chilek. To divide.
Division.
It's just a maisa. Shmuel, Shmuel Rozovsky writes that, like you're saying, that the Kenyan. The Ga'inim hold, these Ga'inim, the ones who hold Kinyan Etain does work. They hold that if there's a transfer of value, a Kinyan could be Chal. What you're getting has to have something to do with value. Masha'enken a Chaluka, when I divide with you, till now you owned half of a $1,000 field, and now you own a whole $500 field. It's not a division of value, it's only a division of who gets which chelik. Since there's no hishtanos and shavyas, so that the going to mamayda, that's a kinyan devar, a kinyan lachlik. One second, that a kinyan lachlik is a kinyan only in doing something. You get half, I get half. There's no change in mamonis. Mashain Kane, a Kenyan in a Kenyan Etain, where Amam is giving something, if Amam is giving something, so then it's Chal. Oh, so the problem with that is? The problem is, how is he going to understand Kenyan Emkar? It's a very good chilik between Kenyan Etain and our Gemara, which is a kinyan to divide. So kinyan to give, Shmuel says, that's mominous. That's why the Rashba B'Shem Agayinim, these shitas hold, that it's chal. A kinyan lach-like, there's no change in monetary value. Since there's no change in monetary value, so therefore it's a kinyan devarim and it's not chal. It's a nice rule. Again, it's not the Iker Shita, it's not the Ga'inim and the Muki Yisif. Ben and Muki Yisif hold none of these things as chal. But to understand that the second Shita, the kinyan etain is chal, it needs a little bit of explanation. So Shul Razovsky in Eisman Gimel writes this explanation that it depends on money value is being transferred. What would be with Kinyan Emkar? In Kinyan Emkar, is there any transfer of value? With Miyasha?
It could be the same way. It's saying if you don't have that, then it depends on these on this. Then it depends. Are you going to take the transfer of value?
Oh, so you may be right. I'm working now with the assumption. I start off with the assumption. There's machlokes pakinyan etein. It's ga'inim against ga'inim. The right ga'inim against the mi'at ga'inim. So it's a machlokes pakinyan etein of itzchak. By avodah zarah dachayim be'ez, by kinyan emkar. The Rif, the Ramban, Muki Yosef all hold that you need me'achshav for it to be chal, which is what we read. Now, Kinyan Emkar is not chal, Kinyan Devarim. You need me'achshav for it to be chal. And the Bala Iter in Avodah Zarah, the Bala Iter holds that it is chal, that you could do a Kinyan Emkar, like the Pashto of the Gemara. Kinyan Emkar is chal. So, Mashkafer Rishayna, same achloikas. Is Etein Chal, is Emkar Chal? Same question. If so, Shmuel Rozovsky's Hesber would seem to be lacking a little bit, because it would be a question, why by Emkar, why is not a king, why should be a king in Devarim? There's no value. Now I had $100 cash, now I have $100 worth of karka. Now it's true, people would like to buy karka for cash, or it's a nice thing, it's a thing people want, everything is true. But to divide a field also the person wants. There's no transfer of value by Kinyan Emkar. So it's a little funny, I'm sure Wazowski's Hesber, how it's going to explain Kinyan Emkar. However, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, is Simin Resh Mem Hei by Kinyan Etein, Shulchan Aruch brings both Shitas. It brings the Rav Ga'inim that it worked, that Kinyan Etein is Kinyan Devarim. And it brings the other Shita that Kinyan Etein does not work. The Kinyan Etein does work. Okay, it's a real Kinyan. In Simin Resh Vav by Kinyan Emkar, the Shulchan Aruch only brings the first Shita. That Emkar is a Kinyan Devarim. Then Shulchan Aruch doesn't bring a second Shita that Emkar works. So it seems like Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's rule fits very well into the das of the Mechaber. The Mechaber brought that by Etein there's a Shita that it works. If it's well, Rav Shmuel Rozovsky's rule, it works because you're giving something. Because there's a value transferred. By Kinyan Emkar, even though there is such a shita that Kinyan Emkar works, but there the Shulchan Aruch leaves out this Yeshayman, even though usually the Shulchan Aruch is consistent. If two things are totally zebizet, would bring the Yeshayman in both places, and Zich in the first place. But it could be that that's why. Because the Bala Iter does a shtim with the other guy, because there's no Kinyan of a transfer of a value at all. Kaponim, that's the. Similar to a mechira, there's no added value. There's a transfer, an exchange. Why should it be a mechalik? The truth is, we have to understand why Kinyan Devarim doesn't work. We're defining it. We're not saying the Svara, why Kinyan Devarim. We're saying the Taich of a Kinyan is a transfer. As we're saying, that's the Taich, just like technical terms always have a Taich. We're not saying a Svara, we're saying a Taich. That the Kinyan, this Taich, you're transferring something. If that's the Taich of a Kinyan, then it makes sense. If you're acquiring something additional, you're standing to acquire something additional, can you be found? What's interesting is that by Kinyan Etain, the Ramah says that when people get engaged and they write to Noam at the engagement, at the Vart, or at the call to Noam, so they write a shtar to Noam. Someone is talking besides me. Can you hear something? No, there's a tape playing. I don't know why. I hear it's in my pocket. I wonder. I traveled yesterday. Okay. Now I don't hear it anymore. Okay. I couldn't understand. Everyone always blames everyone else. It's always your own fault. Yeah. Okay. It's funny to hear Rav Palm's voice. get back to it. By every time they make a shidduch, they make tenoim, or chasna yet. L'chayr, it's a kinyan etein. What are they doing? I'll give this, you give that. They make an agreement. Even if they make a kinyan, it's only a kinyan etein. What exactly does the don to wife? Now, we have a custom to do tenoim right before the chuppah. Right before you go to the chuppah, there's a custom to do tenoim and break a plate. And now, Mamanashach. For the chassidim, one way to write tenoim at the engagement, which was really the old minhag in Klal Yisrael. So it's a little hard to understand why they're doing tenoim a second time. They already made tenoim. Why are they making it a second time? For those of us who have the prevalent minhag in the yeshiva world, is not to write tenoim earlier. So what exactly are tenoim before the chuppah? What exactly are you agreeing to? The piece of paper doesn't really say anything. It's very, very strange. The Ramah and the Sma discussed this in Chayshim Mishpat, in the Simin of Kinyan Etein. The Simin Reish Mem Hei, Sif Aleph is the Numuki Yaisif B'Shem HaGayinim, Sif Beis is the Rajba B'Shem HaGayinim, those are the two Sifim. The Ramah says, Halacha Kisvar Rishayna, Pascha like the Numuki Yaisif B'Shem HaGayinim, Etein is not Chal. And then he says something. Now, there's something a little wrong with the Lashon, but I think you get the gist of it. Well, the Kosav, he brings B'Shem Rabbeinu Yeruchim, the Hakaisim Le'ishtai B'Shash Yiduchim, Lasis Laksuva Gedayla. Someone is Lechai himself B'Shash Yiduchim something to his wife. Loizachsa calls a man Shalai Kosav Lo. I don't know exactly what the Lashon means. Ulechei Noagu Lasais Tenoim Chadoshim B'Shas HaChuppah. So this is why the minhag is to make the Tenoim a second time at the Chuppah. Since Tenoim only Kinyan Etein, we're talking about, not today. Today, the Tenoim are pretty much a meaningless piece of paper. It doesn't say anything in the Tenoim. And it's a minhag Yisrael to do Tenoim, so we do Tenoim. The Ugadel Yisrael didn't want to do Tenoim. And we use very often Ramayshas Nosuch for Tenoim, which means, but we're talking now in a time where they made Tenoim. They sat down, they drew up a contract. So he says, now here we have to understand what's going on here. He says that the first Tenoim are Kinyan Etein, that they don't work. So therefore we have a minhag to do a second Tenoim, B'Shas HaChuppah, because the second Tenoim, that's how. Someone explain to me the difference between the first tanon and the second tanon. What does the Rama say? The first tanoim is only kinyanete, and the second. So the Sma says, yes, this kasha, he says, yes, makshin. Mama ilim tanoim shniim, yaisim et tanoim ishaidim. Why did the second tanoim help more than the first? He says, if, because you're going to write me'aksha. So you can write me'aksha the first time and not the second time. He's matmiya on what the Rama means with this whole idea. He's marich quite a bit. He also have a chance. You look in Simi Reish Mem Hei. He says the Welt says that the reason we make a second tanoim is because we feel that mishum chibas nesuin. You come to the chuppah, you're Michael, whatever was the Mekoyim in the first tanam, you're Michael, and it really doesn't matter. So you make a second tanam to say, we're not Michael, you know, we still want to keep to the agreement. So the Sma is an interesting pshat. And he also asks, so why do they make first tanam? The first tanam don't mean anything. So, because the kinyan etain, so why make the first tanam in the first place? So he says something, and from what he says comes out an important idea in Kinyanete. He says that, what does it say in the first Tanoim? Again, I'm not talking about our Tanoim. Our Tanoim, B'chlal, will have to be explained what we're doing. It's not clear what we do when we do Tanoim, because there's really nothing happening at the Tanoim, except that the ladies break a plate. But nothing but poyel is happening. We're talking about a mall. I think today there are places in Eretz Yisrael, they still do it this way. And in Europe, they still do it this way. Where they write, pratiyistika tanoim. You don't go in the store and buy tanoim. You sit down, you write out the conditions. And you write up an agreement, and you make an agreement. And the chayr of the agreement is totally not binding. So my nafkamina. So the Sma says, interesting. He says that what it says in Tanoim, it says what each side is mechayiv, and then it says what, that if one side backs out of the shidduch, there's a knas that has to be paid to the other side. That's what it says in the typical Tanoim. The Sma says that the only part of that contract that's binding is the part about backing out. The backing out is also what kind of kinya could be chal on that. And if I back out, it's only asnachta ba'alma. So he says, his lashon, I'm not sure how it works technically, but he says, mishum busha, it's chal. Because there's a hezek of a busha to the other side. So if one side backs out without the other side, if you make a knas, it's the knas is chal. He says, even though technically it shouldn't be chal, but his lashon is that b'shum busha, the lashon is that b'shum busha, Chazal amru the less by b'shum asmachta, b'shum habayshes and nizbayis echemin hatzadim b'chazaros hasheni. I don't know how Chazal did it exactly, but they were mechazik this kinyan that elu dvar meniktin b'amira, that this is a kinyan that chal b'shum habusha. So now you need all the tanaim, as you understand, if one side backs out because the other side didn't keep the tanaim, so then there's no knas. So the whole first tanoim, the way the Sma learns, the whole first tanoim is not for the agreement. I'm mechayiv myself. The other side is mechayiv. It's not binding. It's all the kinyanete. The whole thing is only because of the knas of the baishas of backing out, which means that if you have a nusach tanoim, which does not have a knas for baishas of backing out, Which if you go to a store today, you can buy two nusais, either a Meishas Nusach, which is used in the yeshiva world, or the old Nusach of Tanayim, which was used until a few years ago. The old Nusach contains conditions. It doesn't contain any Meishas, any Knas. The old Nusach says, L'marshal, that the Chassan's father is Mechayev to dress the Chassan with Big Day Shabbos. If he gets married, he has to buy him suits and ties, probably, and shirts. And the Kala is Mechayev to buy his daughter. The Kala's father buy Big Day for her. That's part of the Chiyuvim that say in the Nusach. So all of those Chiyuvim, he's saying, is not more than a Kinyan Atein. The Sma says it's not Chal. It's only there for the Busha Knas, that if somebody says, and obviously that's after the wedding, so if someone says he's going to back out of it, then there's no Knas. He says that's the whole reason for the first one. And that's why the first one, he says, people don't want to write Me'aksha. They don't want to be Mechayim themselves in the moment. In case they do back out, they want to be limited to the Knas. And therefore, by the Chasna, they write a different Nusach. Although it's a Nusach Me'aksha, and then it's chal at the chasna, because no one's going to back out anymore. So there they write me'achshav and it's chal. This is the way the Sma explains Tanoim. And again, it's not the way we do Tanoim today. But this is an example of a Kinyan Etein. Tanoim is an example of a Kinyan Etein, which is not chal. Which the Sma says, the Ramos says, it's not chal. Why it's chomer to break a Tanoim doesn't mean to break a Tanoim that I agree to give you this money and I agree to give you that money. It means to, if you mishabed yourself to marry somebody, so to break that is a dovah chomer. If both sides break, I don't know if that's what the Groh said. The same shem the Groh, that it's better to go to the chasn even if it won't last, better to break a Tanoim. But I assume he meant for one side to break without the other side to skama. If both sides are masking, then what's the, I don't know, what's the kabot? Alright, so we discussed two types of Kinyan Devarim. They're both lahalocha Kinyan Devarim. Kinyan Etein is a Kinyan Devarim. Kinyan Emkar is a Kinyan Devarim. And both of these lahalocha we paskin, I don't think any of the paskim argue that a Kinyan Devarim. There is a Das Yachid that argues in each case in the Rishayim. But otherwise, there's a third, much more complicated issue, which is even a machloikis halacha l'maisa, and which people ask very often in May and June, shaylas that have to do with this. And that is, if a person is mechayiv himself to take a job. If you're mechayiv yourself to take a job, is that a kinyan that's mechayev you? You say you're going to be a counselor in a camp? Or can you back out? Now, first of all, you have to know that it's a mafurish sin in Shin Lamed Gimel Shulchan Aruch. And those of you who learned Hasaycher as Hapayim and learned, it's a gzeres hakasiv, avodai heim, v'loy avodim l'avodim, payol choyzebay afilo v'chatzi hayayim. A payol, it's a gzeres hakasiv, a worker could back out, even in the middle of the day, except if he causes a hefset. Even if he causes a hefset, he can back out, but he has to pay the hefset. But you never mechuyiv to work for someone, because avodai hei v'loy avodim la'avodim, and a payo could be chayzer, you have to give him enough time, they shouldn't have a hefset, he should have enough time to hire someone else. So if somebody agrees to be a counselor in a camp, and it comes June and he wants to back out, there's enough time to hire someone else, even if the someone else won't be as good as you, but he'll be an adequate counselor. So, Clark, there's no Shaila. This is not what we're discussing. Start without a Kinyan. You just agreed to work for someone. Less man the palik. It's a Gemara. That you can be Chayzabai. You can back out. The Shaila is if you made a Kinyan. When the Gemara says, Avadehem alay avadim lavadim, is that when you agree verbally to work for someone? And the Gemara is talking, you started working already. You know, the Gemara is talking, Payel Chayzabai Afilu B'chatzi Hayayim. What happens if you made a Kinyan? If a person, an employer, he has a camp, and he has problems every year with guys backing out. So he decides, you know what? You want to work for me? You have to do a kinyan. Either sign a contract, if you hold signing a contract as a kinyan, or do a kinyan chalipin, and zehu, that's the, you came back out. So the Beis Yosef brings b'shem de Ritva, that the Ritva holds that if you do a kinyan, you can't be chayza, that the kinyan works. The Shach, what? A kinyan shalai lazim. When the person says, yeah, I need a kinyan on that amount of work. On tomorrow's work. Yeah, I'm talking about the right of the worker, not the right of the employer. It's not a kinyan both ways. A payel could be chayza. That's no question. That a payel damisay could be chayza. And it says payel chayza by the chatiyah. We're talking now. If you do a kinyan shaloi lazava. You make a kinyan that I won't back out. If you start working, you're working with the regular conditions of work, which are that the Torah says the payel could be chayza. If I do a kinyan specifically that I won't back out, the question is, if a kinyan that I won't back out is a binding kinyan, the Ritva says that it's a binding kinyan. The Shach, Shin Lamed Gimel Sifkat Yudalit, is chaylik on this Ritva. The Shach says it's not true, and he has the Iker two times. Why you can't be, why it's not that way, why you always could back out. His first taina is that it's Xeris HaKasa. Avadai hei v'loi avadim la'avadim. Xeris HaKasa. So if you do a kinyan to be over on a pasuk, so yamasna masha kasa b'tayra, and it's not chal. You can't back out on something, you can't change something that the Torah says. So you're yamasna masha kasa b'tayra. The second taina is that it's a kinyan divine. That for me to say I'm not backing out, what am I saying? The words that I'm saying are an action that I'm not going to do. I'm agreeing I won't back out. So taina is the Shach, that's a kinyan divar b'alma. And even if it's possible to make it tonight in violation of v'lo avadim la'avadim, nevertheless you can't make a Tanai, you can't make a Tanai on the Kinyan Devarim that's not going to be Chal. The Ktsais in Sivkat Nehei comes back and he argues with the Shach. He says the Ritva is right. And he says that a Kinyan could be Chal on the guf of a person. Since the Torah has a parsha of Eved Ivri, which means that an Eved Ivri could be kinder. It's shayach a kinyan on a human being, on a yid, to become an Eved Ivri. If it's shayach a kinyan on a yid to become an Eved, so it's shayach a kinyan on a yid to be a payel too. The Torah is megalatas, it's shayach kinyanim on the guf of a person. Hayayis, it's shayach kinyanim on the guf of a person. So the ktsais is matzdik the psak of the Ritva. So we have a machlaikis apaiskin. Tomorrow I'd like to pick up on this machlaikis. So we have again, just to review, kinyan etain, kinyan emkar. We both declare la halacha, no machlaikis ladina. And now we have a kinyan about payel being chayzabai, which is a separate. Now